Monday mornings, what do you think?
It's about 9:04.
So we're ambushing our.
We get a roll call.
Raising a good looking
Alex.
Use out there.
Are we?
Harrison.
Yeah, he just.
Yeah, we're doing our part to keep wildlife going, Chris.
McGuire. Michaels.
Here.
Mitchell.
Here.
Carter.
Here.
Cowart.
Present. Okay, we need approval of the agenda and addendum.
So moved.
I'll second.
Open for discussion. Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Need approval of the minutes for May 8, 2015.
So moved. Second.
Any discussion or correction? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay, public participation. Seeing none. Communication, we don't have no communication. I don't. Okay. The next thing is that we'd like to move the addendum up to number 8. If it's okay with the committee.
Yes.
Do you need a motion?
Yeah.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
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 Okay, next thing is the county and township motor fuel tax claim for May 2015.
Move approval.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Okay, we're gonna do the other business on the addendum. The intergovernment agreement between the County of Champaign and Champaign-Urbana Mass Transit District.
So the purpose of this intergovernmental agreement is we need to make sure that we have one in place so that there's no lack of service. Usually they're for a year. We need to make this one just for the first quarter of fiscal year 16 because we're not sure the budget changes that'll affect our mode of service. And so this is the one that you're looking at. The first one is the base copy. The second one is going to be the highlighted changes. So you can take a look at those. Pretty much the same thing. There are some changes in language close to the end from the CUMT aspect. And so, like I said, it'll just be for the first quarter. We'll be signing a new one for the second quarter. Once the budget is finalized, we'll also have new vehicles by then. So, are there any questions about that?
Is this going to cost us any more money?
No.
Is it a freebie?
Just a freebie. It's just we need to have it in place so that we can continue service. We can't provide service with no agreement.
Okay. Alex?
I'd move that this be sent to the full board with a recommendation for approval.
Second.
Okay, then second.
And I would ask Ms. Busey, is this assumes it's gone to the state's attorney?
I'm not sure. Did you guys send this to the state's attorney? We can have her look at it.
Okay, thanks.
And this is truly just basically extending the current contract with MTD because they submitted two different
contracts. I mean, I'll trust your judgment. Do you think it's minor enough that it doesn't need to go for review, then I'll trust you to look at it.
Okay,
sorry. Okay, did MTD have anything you want to add?
We're happy to continue to provide service. We do need this in order to keep employing the approximately 10 drivers and keep transporting the about 100 people a day, about three quarters of which go to work
have a question.
Yeah.
I've noticed, I live out in the Mohammed area and see one of the, in fact, I stopped a couple times thinking that the bus was in trouble and he was waiting on, he was ahead of time, ahead of schedule. How in the world do you manage to pick up people on specific times when, in fact, I see that bus picking up somebody at Pine Tree Subdivision, and later on in the day, there'll be another bus out there picking somebody else up? Is there any way to coordinate that so the buses don't have to make that many trips? Or?
Well, one of the things that we're doing is taking the system that was done basically on pen and paper and migrating it into the scheduling software that we use for the local service that we have for ADA. It's a program in that. And that should allow us to gain some efficiencies in terms of collecting trips and what have you. The other difficulty is if we're in the area for picking up somebody to go to work, and then we got to go back and pick somebody else up to go to a doctor's appointment, oftentimes they won't want to ride together because the doctor, of course, going to the doctor's appointment doesn't want to ride at 7 a.m. to get to work, you know, to wait that long at a doctor's appointment or something like that. So there's a give and take there, but one of the things, one of the advantages, I guess, in having MTD do this is that we already own that software to try to improve the efficiency of the service.
Well, I understand that because there's a lot of people I wouldn't want to ride with, too, by the way. Thank you.
I think he's talking about I have a question also.
Okay.
Along the same lines, I'm sorry that we're kind of getting off this, but with the reentry program that's happening, there's been some discussion about Rantoul and the packing plant and getting people to the packing plant and those jobs. I don't know if there's been any discussion about that, and most of them are earlier jobs, getting people from Champaign to the businesses that are up in Rantoul and back and forth. I don't know if you've been aware of that and if there's any possibility to incorporate that into some of the buses going north and south.
We actually are working in Rantoul. They have a consultant that also works with MTD, a gentleman named David Foote, and we're talking with him about how we can combine services up in the Rantoul area to provide service up to the, there's actually several different factories up there. I understand. Also, please understand, I'm new to the area. I just moved here in January 4th, so some of my information might be a little sketchy. But we're talking with him about how we can partner with the village of Rantoul to get people to jobs. We also were discussing with Parkland how to get students to down in Parkland, and there might be an opportunity to do a reverse haul so that we take people to work on one and on go in one direction and then take students down to Parkland in the other direction.
Great.
And I think.
Oh, yeah. Additionally, we have a meeting with all of the major Rantoul businesses. It just was set this morning for June 25th. So we're going to be discussing service contracts with potentially a few of them down there.
And you have until December to become a Lionel fan, if you're not already.
I already have the tie.
Okay,
although
great.
When you play the Golden Flashes, that's my own tie.
Diane?
Yeah, thanks. I just heard this week, Jim, that they were working on things.
Okay.
Just to, but there's a long, long way to go and a long list of bodies to work with. The other thing that I have is in your page 7 of 9 and your fees and stuff, I understand the 4366, where that came from, and the combined fee, but what's highlighted as a new thing is the body shop work at 5665 and some other things. Is that something that's always been there, or is that new added to this? I know it's not regular maintenance, but and honestly, it's hard to read this dark green with this black, guys, and especially with the glare here. But
I apologize about that.
That's all right.
That was actually my fault. But the bullets primarily stay the same. The only actual rate that changed was the rate that was mentioned here for the 3358. Being converted to a flat fee.
Where they combine the two for a flat fee.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So that and the $3 wash was already part of it.
It was already part
okay.
of it. One of the things, though, is we reformatted it. Before it was in one big paragraph. Now it's a little bullet.
Okay. That's why I just thought, what's new about this? What's
yeah.
different?
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay. It's motion on the floor. Any discussion on the motion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay. The next thing on the agenda is the county engineer's report.
All right, first item number, old number eight, petition for Condit Township. We've got a petition from Condit Township Highway Commissioner to do some repair work on a bridge in his township. You can see the map there on page eight, just up there on County Road 700E. He's got some erosion issues underneath the bridge where it's, the pile is starting to show and the bottom of the abutment is showing due to the high water erosion. So typical fix, having a contractor come in and actually haul riprap underneath the bridge and grout it in place to prevent that erosion from continuing anymore. And that estimated cost is around $12,000, so we would be paying for half of that from the county bridge funds.
Move to approve.
Second.
Open for discussion. Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
Next item is a resolution appropriating $1,033,385.25 from the County Motor Fuel Tax Funds for Curtis Road Phase 2. This is, we have not made a payment on Curtis Road since 2010 because of IDOT's lack and ability to get the final paperwork back to the city of Champaign. We've been anticipating this bill coming for a couple, 3 years, but we did not want to pass a resolution until we knew what the actual final bill was. The actual final bill that we received from the city of Champaign is nowhere near that dollar amount, but this is the amount that we need to make all of our appropriations add up to the final dollar figure that the county was responsible for the project. The final bill, $464,000. We were anticipating $600,000+ when we initially, were waiting for the final bill. So the total cost for the Phase 2 Curtis Road project, which was completed in 2010, the county's total cost was a little over $4 million. So we budgeted for this. This is just a resolution appropriating the funds so that we have the total dollar amount for the total cost appropriated before we pay the final payment. So.
Diane.
This is the end of it?
We're done? Yeah, it's final payment.
We're done. Okay.
Yep. So can we wait 5 years to pay him?
Huh?
Since it took 5 years to send us the bill, can we wait 5 years to pay him?
So the final payment is $1,000,000.
Till we get money in.
$33,000.
No, the final payment is actually. Final payment is actually $464,993.35. But we were short on our appropriations by a significant amount. As you remember, that Curtis Road job just kind of grew and grew and grew and grew back in 2007, 2008 when it was being designed. But there were multiple amendments to the Curtis Road agreement during that time period. But basically, the county is responsible for 50% of the local share of the project. And the project went from the city of Champaign through the village of Savoy, all the way down to Route 45. So we were sharing the costs with both of those entities as far as the local share goes.
When you got that many engineers involved, I'm surprised it wasn't more than that.
Easy. At least we didn't have any architects in there.
Okay, we need a motion.
So move.
Do I get a second?
Second.
I was liking to see something.
Open for any discussion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right. Next bid is a resolution awarding a contract for tandem axle dump truck. You see on page 11, the resolution for MAC of Decatur, $179,295. And you'll see the bid tab on page 12. We actually put our own specs together and bid a truck. There was no state bid that was available. And the state bids that we've been buying trucks off of for the last few years have been generally awarded to international, and we're not having a lot of success with our international trucks after they put in all the environmental stuff on them, where they basically have to regenerate and reburn the exhaust. We've been having a lot of troubles with our internationals. We did not write them out of the spec, but they did not bid on this. We're very happy with the Mack truck. We actually had, they brought their truck over for a couple of days, and Truck Center Inc. for the Western Star brought their truck over, since they were the two low bids, and we had the guys drive them and crawl through them, and we're very happy with the Mack truck that is the low bidder for this, and this is in the budget for 2015. And this is a full truck and body and plows and spreaders and the whole nine yards.
XM radio?
No, but it actually does have Bluetooth phone capabilities in it. So it's the first truck have that will have Bluetooth phone capabilities in it. So I would ask for your approval of that award.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Okay, second. Open for discussion.
How's it compared to what they would have, we might have got on the state bid?
Tracy, you want to comment?
I'm thinking we were a little bit higher on the state contract. I'm thinking somewhere around maybe $10,000 higher.
But we might save money on maintenance then.
Oh, God.
That's what I'm hoping for. Yes.
Our international trucks spend more time with the international dealer than they spend out on the roads, it seems like. You know, Mack trucks have traditionally been good, tough construction trucks. And we're hoping that, and we got a 5-year, right, bumper to bumper warranty for everything, which is very, very unusual in the trucking business.
That's great.
You know, the transmission, the truck, the engine, it's got a Cummins engine, the Allison transmission. Mm-hmm. We're excited to get this thing in here and give it a whirl and, you know, see if it's going to be as good as we hope it'll be. But
I hope the services is good. We've had some on the farm, some business with the Mack of Decatur. It's been all positive.
Good.
And our vehicles are old and need maintenance. Yeah. So I hope it works out for you too.
And
I understand the international problem.
Yeah. And there, you know, with the Cummins engine and the Allison transmission, we can take it to anybody that's certified to work on those and the warranty. Because the warranty for the engine comes from the engine company, the warranty for the transmission comes from the transmission company. So we wouldn't necessarily have to run it over to Decatur if we had an issue, unless it's specific to Mack. We could take it to someplace around here.
With this purchase being made for this year's budget, are there any other items that you have for this year?
We'll have
versus next. I mean,
this will be our big one. We might buy a pickup truck or a small vehicle, but this is our big purchase for the year.
Did you ever consider it best to haul us to the meeting and back?
Call cars.
We got an MTD.
Get a special route.
You didn't want to ride with anybody.
He just wants it wrapped in J Farms.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, is there any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
The next item is a resolution for to give me the contract award authority for the project that the Village of Tolono is putting together. As you recall, they closed a bridge down there west of Tolono back in the early spring, late winter. They've been working with Farnsworth Group, who's their village engineer, to put together a set of plans to replace that with a box culvert. We will be doing the construction observation and splitting the cost with the Village of Tolono. And since this is kind of out of our control as far as when these plans are complete, because they're being done by a consultant through the village, I just wanted to have as much flexibility as possible because I know the village is anxious to get that road reopened, and the fact that we likely won't have a transportation committee meeting in July. As soon as we get the plans, we're going to bid it, and then it can be awarded, and we can go ahead and get that thing taken care of as early as possible this summer for the village.
Okay, need a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved in second now, so for discussion.
Where are they at, Jeff, exactly on this bridge? As far as the...
They're waiting for approval from the Corps of Engineers, and then they have the plans are done, but the state won't release the plans until they get a Corps of Engineers permit.
Gotcha. Corps of Engineers, that's right. I understand.
Yeah.
Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
And then the last item there, you have attached to your agenda bid tab for the Brown Township project, which you gave me the authority to go ahead and award. So we had that bid on May 27th. Low bidder was Newell Construction at $249,000. Engineer's estimate was about $268,000. So we have already sent the contracts to Newell. They're anxious to get the project started. They're just finishing up our Township Bridge project down in Tolono Township. And this is just a superstructure replacement, basically replacing the deck on our existing structure just south of Foosland in Brown Township. So as soon as they get the beams made by the manufacturer, they'll be out there taking care of that to get it opened up before harvest season. That was just kind of, I always like to bring back the bid tabs. You give me the authority to award something so you know we're, it's always good to be second place with the engineer's estimate. You don't ever want to be the low bidder. So we fell right in there this time. So should be a good project. And Newell does good work, and we enjoy working with them. So.
Okay, Neil.
That's all the business I have, Madam Chair.
Do we need a motion for this one?
No.
Okay, other business. Seeing we need to, the committee needs to determine whether or not we want to have a meeting on July 10th.
Was there anything pressing?
I do not have anything as far as awards go. That needs to come to the July meeting, and I'm going to be out of town that week, so it would be Mr. Cooper who would be here in my absence if there was a meeting.
Diane?
I'll be out of town also that Friday.
Okay, well, somebody needs to
sounds like
make
that.
A motion.
Motion to cancel the July highway.
Mm-hmm.
Cancel committee.
That's at NACO meeting.
Okay, then. If
there was anything, I could bring it right to the board, right?
If anything that comes up will come directly to the board meeting in July.
I'll second.
Okay, then. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay. Okay.
You gonna have that meeting?
No, we're not going to have it.
July.
That's what we just voted on. Okay, then. So what do we need to put on that consent?
8, 9, 10, and 11.
And
7?
And
other
the other 8,
the
10.
MTD.
The other business. The addendum.
Eight, 9, and 10.
And 11.
And
8. Yep. And the other
11 and 11.
This one, too.
Okay, that's 8, 9, 10, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and what's that, 17?
Just the addendum. That was actually
that's for the
13.
13?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's what's going to be on the consent agenda. So we need a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn?
Mm-hmm.
Hit the road, Jack. Oh.
Huh?
So second.
So move.
I think Max moved and Jim seconded.
Okay.
That's what I heard.
All right. Rock and roll.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye